for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Sunday evening, December the 30th, 1979. Midwinter camp meeting, Lake Hamilton Bible Camp, Hot Springs, Arkansas. David Bunch, senior of Van Nuys, California, is the speaker of the evening.
A merry heart, you're good like a medicine. Like a medicine is a merry heart. But a broken spirit, dry as the bones. A merry heart is the joy of the Lord. A merry heart, you're good like a medicine. Like a medicine is a merry heart, but a broken spirit, dry as the bones. A merry heart is the joy of the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I'm happy to have the Bunches with us, David and Junior and Senior. And tonight, Brother Bunch Senior will be ministering the word and then ministering to the needs of the people.
Glory be to God. You know, if we were going from here to New York, it'd be important that we had a road map. But even if we had that map, and we only looked at a map of the city itself where we were going to arrive, that would be rather foolish. For it's how do you get from here to there that counts right now, doesn't it? And that seems to be sort of the thermometer of today, as God has been encouraging us not only to say who's going to sit on the right hand and the left hand, but how are we qualified to be a part of this great calling. I thought that Brother Lee's message today was superb. I enjoyed that immensely. And so the dovetailing together of the messages, God orders, doesn't he? The enemy of your soul doesn't want you to praise the Lord, because this moves God in on the scene. God inhabits the praises of his people. And one of the things of the saints of God is that we have a tendency to be satisfied or to be at ease. God warns us again and again, woe unto those that are at ease in Zion. And therefore I think it's imperative that we take this admonishment. We use this as counsel and wisdom to ourselves. That we drive some stakes to see if we're moving. That we check and make sure that we're not complacent or satisfied with our walk or with the things. Well, we take things for granted, don't we? Gentlemen, we take our wives for granted. We take husbands for granted. You even take your automobile for granted until you go down and have it worked on, and then they give you an old clunker. And by the time you finish driving that dude for a few days, when you get back in yours, you think you got a brand new car. We take things for granted, don't we? And this is also true in the spiritual realm. And, beloved, we dare not be at ease in Zion. I want you to know that there's a higher praise. There's a higher realm that we must press into in this praise. We had a glorious time last night. I mean, God reached down and kissed the earth, and we were right under the snack. Amen. I like that. That's God. That makes the heart joyous, doesn't it? But there is still more. We dare not be satisfied with this, because that praise is all intermingled with our battle and with our qualifying and with our being a part of what God wants us to be. I don't think praise ought to be upon your lips just in the service. It ought to be every day. You ought to wake up in the morning, give God praise and glory. I heard a preacher speak recently, and I forget where it was, but he was a personal friend. One of the renowned men of God. I believe it was Wigglesworth. And he said that
every morning he got up and just danced the socks off around that bedroom of his. He didn't do anything else. He was asked how he kept the victory. How did he maintain such a walk with God? He said, the first thing I do is I dance before the Lord. Amen. I think that we need to cultivate that. Praise involves or brings the inhabitants of God in that situation. And so as we are in a battle with the enemy, we don't want he doesn't want us to use this great weapon. Praise is the door into the throne room of God. It bridges that gap even right now. And praise is that that is going to enable us to be ushered on in. It is that double portion of incense. And God's children are going to enter into that. Enter my courts with praise and into my presence with thanksgiving, the Word of God says. Now the Christian world doesn't want to adhere to that. The outer court, it's public. Same way with the down at Shiloh at the tabernacle. Remember we mentioned this the other night. The holy place, when you came into Pentecost, you found a new dimension of praise. You moved into a new liberty with God. In other words, you're progressing. But, beloved, then we must realize that if there is a progression from the outer court or the outside into the outer court and a progression from the outer court into the holy place, then there must be also a progression that leads on into the Holy of Holies. The way of the Lord, the Bible says, is in the sanctuary. You see, the world wants an audience with God but refuses to use the key that opens the door. That opens the door. And that key, if you please, is praise. Enter my courts with praise and into my presence with thanksgiving. Now, God's Word says that in the last days He will have a people who will turn the battle to the gate. Isaiah 28 and 6. He will have a people that will turn the battle. We are in a warfare, and He says that there's going to be a time when the key weapon that we will use will be the weapon of praise. And so let us not take lightly this call of God to enter His courts with praise and into His presence with thanksgiving. It isn't a preliminary service. It is an applying of the key that opens the door for us to enter on in. Into God's presence, even in this realm that we are still in. But much more, it is also a key to preparing God's children to enter into the Holy of Holies, the priest, as he prepares his heart and his life to enter in. Friends, we are in a battle, and we need God with us. And the formula that works, that God inhabits the praises of His people. He doesn't say that He inhabits the beggings of His people. He doesn't say that He inhabits the needs of His people. He inhabits the praises of His people. And as we praise Him, He moves into the battle, and the victory is ours. The victory is ours as He moves into the battle. Now, let me give an illustration. Jonah was thrown overboard. God prepared a great fish, the Bible says. And when Jonah found himself down there in the belly of this fish, and the seaweed was wrapped around his neck, he complained and he prayed a little bit, but then finally he started praising the Lord. And as he began to praise the Lord, God began to inhabit the praises, and that fish began to get a belly. Woo, if I got gas. The power of God began to move there as he praised the Lord. He didn't come out because he prayed. He didn't come out because he was in a bad situation. But God began to inhabit that praise. And that that fish said, whatever I do, I better get rid of this dude. And so as he began to try to get rid of this that was lodged in him, that was giving him such trouble, he said, now whatever I do, I better put it on shore so I don't pick it up by an accident again. Think about that. God moved And God inhabits the praises of Jonah, and then the power of God of being on his God. Paul and Silas were in prison. They had been whipped. They had been persecuted. And beloved, we could stop here and elaborate on this particular aspect of it, of persecution coming. But in the face of that persecution, in the face of that travail, when the woman travailed, she brought forth. And in the face of that, they lifted their hands and began to praise the Lord, and God began to inhabit the praises. Oh, they say it was an earthquake. But it was the overpowering, anointing presence of God that began to shake the place, and it shook the place, and the shackles were broken off. You see, beloved, when God moves in on the scene, that has had us bound, that has had us imprisoned, are broken. Because God moved in on the scene and inhabited the praises of Paul and Silas. Now, there's a lot of more message in there, but we want to stick with what we're trying to bring tonight. This is a great weapon in our hands, and we must use it for the glory of God. I know of people that have stood in the mirror and said, Father, I thank you, I praise you for removing that cancer. I thank you, Lord, for removing that all. Hallelujah. And see a blinding light come down and reach up and that cancer fall right off on the floor. And perfect new skin. God inhabits the praises of his people. Glory be to God. And as with any great weapon, it's important that we learn how to use it. It is a weapon, beloved, that is not only going to be used here and now, but it is a tool or an evidence or a shroud of glory that is going to help us receive again the Lord Jesus Christ or enter into that third veil. It is a weapon, and its use is in the household of God. Now in Ezekiel, the 44th chapter, the 15th to the 18th verses, it says, but the priests, the Levites, the sons of Zadok, they kept the charge of my sanctuary when the children of Israel went astray from me. They shall come near to me to minister unto me, and they shall stand before me to offer unto me the fat and the blood, saith the Lord God. They shall enter in to my sanctuary, and they shall come near to my table to minister unto me, and they shall keep my charge. And it shall come to pass that when they enter in at the gates of the inner court, they shall be clothed with linen garments, and no wool shall come upon them while they minister in the gates of the inner court and within. They shall have linen bonnets upon their heads, and shall have linen breeches upon their loins. They shall not gird themselves with anything that causes sweat. Now we're talking about the sons of Zadok. They didn't go astray. The rest of Israel went astray, and you and I are kings and priests unto God, and we are going, or we have the potentiality of being the king. Right now we are priests, and it is the priest that is going to enter in to receive the crown in the Holy of Holies. You see, he chooses and separates some into a deeper ministry. He chooses the faithful ones. And those that God used that are with him in the book of Revelation are chosen and called and faithful. Remember, we are still building upon that truth, beloved. The fallen, the failures, those that want to be at ease in Zion, they have not this hope in them. There isn't this calling. And if you want to qualify to be a part of this, then be faithful and make sure that as you progress along the way that God wants you to go, that you progress in that praise and let us enter on into a deeper and a deeper and a deeper praise, a higher and a higher. How can you go deeper and higher? Same thing. Amen? The faithful were allowed to come near to him, to minister unto him, And I needn't tell you that have felt the presence of God how wonderful, how beautiful, how glorious it is when God's presence fills that room, when God's presence fills the revival, when God's presence comes down and touches your life. Oh, you know, when I was a young Christian, I found that there were those that were going to be with God in the sanctuary forever. They would never come out. They would be with Him. And I thought, well, my, not understanding. Well, my, they will be enslaved. But oh, not so. Theirs is that high, high calling. Theirs is that ecstasy of God's presence. Theirs, beloved, is the ultimate climax and purpose of God. Theirs is a part of the man-child. Many are called, but few are chosen. Oh, how we need to press in and make sure of that calling. Brother Lee spoke today concerning those qualifications. And oh, I hardly agree. It's not the big minister. It's not the pastor. It's not the big name. But it's those that God chooses, those that have surrendered. They shall be clothed with linen garments, and no world shall come upon them whilst they minister in the gates of the inner court and within. Why no world? Verse 18, the last part of it says, they shall not gird themselves with anything that causes sweat. And sweat is a part of the fall. It is a part of the curse. It is not by works. Lest any man should boast. You see, it's the gift of God through faith. Sweat is the result of the work of the flesh, a part of the fall. And they were to be clothed with linen, which is the righteousness of the saints. In the book of Revelation, it says that they are clothed with pure and white linen, which is the righteousness of the saints. And what is our righteousness? Jesus. They will be people that have put on Christ. They are people that have walked with God until Christ was formed in them. Until they embrace a likeness and a relationship with Him as a priest, so that they could be qualified to be a king and rule with Him. An entering in into that God wants. They were to be clothed with linen garments. Now, what will God accept? Cain and Abel? Cain offered the result of the labor of the flesh, the sweat of the brow. But Cain, or rather Abel, was the result of the shepherd's life. One was in obedience and the other was in disobedience. Balaam was a prophet of God, but he let personal gain take over, and thus was rejected of God. What he did was not unto God, but to self. And the sons of Eli, well, they thought that they were doing battle. They thought they were doing something for the Lord, but they lost their heart, didn't they? They lost their lives. Now, this didn't just suddenly happen. These two sons of Eli had that sitting long before that. You see, God, beloved, is going to cut off that will not go God's way. And those that are performing religious programs, those that are putting on a sham, will suddenly find that their traditions didn't work. Their being at ease spelled disaster to themselves and to those that they had led along with them. God is leading us into a place. Now, you so quiet tonight, you scare me just a little bit here. I said this last time, but I'm going to say it again, and in earnest tonight, smile at me. I don't want to run out that door. I know what's out there. About a 15-foot drop or so. Amen. When we come in, let's enter into this praise with an earnest. And let's make sure that it's unto God. Let's talk a little bit more about that. Because this is the area that I'm talking about as far as qualifying. There is a higher praise, but we will not go to a higher praise until we do it God's way. Until we do it God's way. Eli thought that they were doing a battle. They thought they were going fine. But beloved, they lost their lives. And they had backslidden. They had grown at ease. They had grown fat. They had grown at ease and promiscuous and going their own way. They just went for a time. And then suddenly, it was one too many times. When you worship, does your worship smell? Smell of sweat? With Cain, we find one who would not do it God's way. Holding back is sweat. You thought I was going to go the other direction, didn't you? But when, beloved, the truth and the reality of worship becomes, you become acquainted with this, to hold back, to give what you want to rather than what God requires, is a withholding as Cain withheld. God doesn't require of you a great ability to dance, nor a great ability to sing. But He does require of you a surrender and a doing it God's way. Do you follow what I'm saying? Amen. Glory be to God. And so a withholding. And what is the pattern of worship with the Lord? It's a clapping of the hand. It's a wave offering. It's a singing in the Spirit. It's a dancing in the Spirit. It's all of these things, beloved, but not withholding. I want to talk about that. Because here again, we tie into the unity that we talked about in the first two evening services. When they were of one accord, in unity in the upper room, the glory of God fell. And so in our worship, we must learn to enter in the unity of God's plan. We must surrender to the will of God and purify that in obedience to God. Amen? All right. And so, Cain and Abel. One offered what God wanted and the other did not. And so Cain was rejected. And so we dare not hold back. We've never not hold back. Now you say, no, Brother Bunch, how can you say that to us when you've seen us worship here? Because I know, beloved, that there's a higher praise. Because I know there is a place where the angels sing. There is a place, beloved, where the fire so falls as we worship and God inhabits that praise that fire dances across the top of the building. And I could certainly win your acclaim by patting you on your back and say you're doing wonderful. But beloved, it's far more important if we're going on that we go on in every aspect of our worship. That we not be content in one area, but we find out how to get from here to there. Amen? And so what I'm saying to you, beloved, is that there is a realm of praise for those that have been faithful. And who is going to go in and minister this in the inner court, in the Holy of Holies? But those that have been found faithful, when the rest of Israel went astray, God's hand was upon Zadok, and they ministered in the Holy of Holies. And when the rest of the church world, and when the rest of Pentecost becomes at ease in Zion, becomes satisfied, God will be separating and looking and laying His hand on a people that have been faithful, and they will be called, and they will be separated, and they will be used to enter into a higher praise and a higher realm. Glory be to God. Do you believe me? Okay. Okay. Glory be to God. Well, you see, with Baal, it was for personal gain. With Cain, even though he didn't do what God, it was sweat because he didn't participate God's way. But with Baal, it was for personal gain. Do you praise God thinking solely, how do I look to other people? Do you get out in that aisle because you'd feel embarrassed if you sit back? Or do you really, genuinely do it as unto God? Well, let's soul search tonight. How do I look? Do I look spiritual? That's sweat. Or does your mind wander? Your mouth is praising God, but your mind is on other things. You see, nobody knows, but God does. And we want His approval. We want His hand upon our lives as we enter on in. You follow what I'm going? Beloved, there is a realm that we're going to press into and we're going to be required to enter into that is a praise of such magnitude and such glory. And there will be a visitation of God in response to God's children doing it His way. Abandoning other things. Abandoning the worry. Abandoning the thought. Abandoning self-consciousness. These things are all coupled with deliverance. They're all coupled with the knowledge of going deeper. But it is that one little facet that in order to have an overall teaching and an understanding must be taken care of also. Or it is sweat, it is a stench in the nostrils of God. Well, that sweat, according to the Word of God. Even the gifts of the Spirit can become sweat of the flesh. You say, no, wait a minute, but how can this be, Brother Bunch? Well, because you can be used of God, and God moves and unctionizes and moves upon you, and you bring a message. But there's a time, and it sort of lulled a little bit. And Satan whispers, said, now would be a good time for a message. He said, we sure need it. Amen. And so, to help the thing out, you move in the flesh. How do you think that these messages come sometimes that make you crawl inside? Now, it didn't just suddenly happen. It didn't just suddenly happen. But somebody in the flesh, the sweat, begins to help God out. And then God, you say, but there was an interpretation. That doesn't mean anything. I've been in services where there were messages that come, and it wasn't of God. But God moved on with a prophecy rather than let Satan kill the service. And you've been in services where a message came and then we stood and nobody interpreted and stood and it killed the whole thing. Or came right in an altar call. God doesn't run just because Satan shows his head. Amen? Or a message may be true, but not the interpretation. Because the one that is supposed to give it is holding back and not surrendering to God, and so Satan moves right in to take the place. And so you need to follow. Well, what I'm talking about is even in the gifts of the Spirit. For as that person yields to the flesh, pretty soon Satan controls it more and more and more, and pretty soon he's unctionized by the enemy rather than by God. Are you with me? I didn't mean to make you so quiet tonight. We've been so happy all through this camp meeting. It scares me a little bit, Brother Glenn. I'm just teasing, but glory be to God. Let's dig down. And let's be what God wants us to be. One cannot feel like praising instead of... Well, you can actually feel, I feel bad. All right? If you don't feel good, give Him a sacrifice of praise. A sacrifice of praise. It's biblical. It's scriptural. Don't do it because you think that others will think that you've gone a little cold. Do it as unto God. Because He's worth it. We don't praise God because we feel good. We praise God because He's worthy. And it's the motive. It's the unction behind. It's that motivation. One of the points that Brother Lee brought out this morning. That motivation, that purpose behind what we do, if you please. Well, that brings forth sweat. But the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. Now the sons of Levi were living a loose life. Like Samson, they thought they could just sort of shake themselves and everything would be all right. Well, and they'd done it before. Samson had shaken himself before and he had a great result. But friends, there's come a time when tradition is not going to get the job done. There comes a time in the progression of God that God no longer allows that he did before. There comes a time in your own personal life that if you want to continue with the blessing and the anointing of God, you have to move on with God. The children of Israel, they had to move on with the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud in order to stay under the covering of the Lord. And that Holy Spirit moved on towards the ultimate goal and the ultimate purpose of God for them. And the Holy Spirit is leading and directing His children and leading and guiding us on towards the ultimate goal. We've got to do it God's way. I think we were talking this morning with somebody, remember when the Pharisees came to Jesus and they said, "By what authority doest thou these things? Teachest thou these things?" Now here's somebody inquiring of the Lord, an honest inquiry, seemingly, in the natural realm. And Jesus said, "I'll ask you one question first. The baptism of John, whence was it?" And they thought within themselves. They said, "If we say it's of God, He'd say, why didn't you believe it? And if we say it's not of God, we fear the people because they believe." And they said, "Well, we can't tell you." And He said, "Neither tell I you." Now what did He do? He took them back to the first rung of the ladder. There are those that will receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost in this new move of God. There are those in the charismatic that have been blessed. But beloved, there is still the scripture that says, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." And they'll have to come back out to the water later. They have to come back out and be washed. God isn't making any new standards. And as we continue on in the Lord, there will have to be every rung of a ladder step. You don't hop from one place to another, but you take it step by step in the will and the counsel of God. And therefore, let us not be guilty. Everybody, you can study church history, and everybody gets a little thrust, and then they're at ease inside. They've got their land, they build a hedge around them. Bless God, us four no more. And then God has to separate somebody else out as He speaks to them, and then they make another thrust, and then they build a little hedge around them and say, "Praise God, we've arrived." And then God has to bring somebody else. All right, I ask you a question. Are you going to build a hedge? Or are we going to be pressing on in deeper and deeper and deeper? Are we going to do it God's way in every avenue? It isn't just deliverance, deliverance. Deliverance is important. It is a prerequisite. Who can really come before God but He with clean hands and a pure heart? Who is going to be a real full-flowing channel with God but a free channel that God can move through? But beloved, when you are set free from satanic force and power, and you don't feel that, you can't fill it by saying, "Well, I'm still believing in deliverance." That doesn't fill. The Word of God fills. Study to show yourself approved. And as you fill yourself with the Word of God, it fills that area in your life that has been set free. And then when the demon powers come back, they don't find it clean and empty, but they find it full and clean. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And those that only deal in this area and do not go on and embrace and let God teach them and take them in are endangered. God is balanced. My son brought this out the other day. God is balanced. Jesus Christ was balanced physically, mentally, and spiritually. He was balanced. His teaching was balanced. He had deliverance, but He preached salvation. He taught them. He had the full balance of the Godhead is balanced. The wrath of God is counterbalanced by the love of God. Amen. It is balanced. Therefore, beloved, as we move on in this day, let's balance our walk with God in every aspect. Let's check everything, lest we miss one jot or tittle. Let's make sure that our praise is what God wants us to be. Let's make sure that our meekness is what God wants us to be. Let's make sure that we line up. Let's make sure that we put the proper breastplate on to be qualified as a part of the priesthood. Praise the Lord.
Let's make sure that we do it God's way. We're living in that day. We're living in that hour when God is separating. God is making a difference. Well, God said we're to have a new and a living way through the veil. A new and a living way through the veil. And I want you to notice here in verse 17, it says, "And it shall come to pass that when they enter in at the gates of the inner court, they shall be clothed with linen garments and no wool." They shall enter in at the gates. They were not to gird themselves with anything that called sweat. And they were to enter in at the gates, plural. Enter in at the gates. Turn with me into Isaiah, the 62nd chapter, 62, and the 10th verse. And the Word of God says, go through the gates. What are the gates? Thy walls are salvation, thy gates are praise. Thy walls are salvation, thy gates are praise. He will have a people in the last days that turn the battle to the gates, or turn it to praise.
A priesthood that will go through the gates into the higher praise, go through the gates that will prepare the way, that where he is, they may be also. That will prepare a people for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Behold, it says, cast up the highway. There's no time for building a low way. There's no time for going along, but this is a highway. This is a high standard of God in Christ Jesus. Gather out the stone. Lift up a standard for the people. This priesthood, this man-child, this people that are separated and are different, beloved, are going to lift up a standard for God's people. They're going to lift up the standard of the Lord. They're going to go on. Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the ends of the world, say ye to the daughters of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work is before him. The greatest part of the church world still lies ahead. The greatest part of my ministry, of your life, in the Lord lies ahead of us here on this earth. The climax of the age is still ahead of us. It says that his work is before him, and they shall call them the holy people. Oh, hallelujah. The redeemed of the Lord. And thou shalt be called sought out, a city not forsaken. Let me tell you, friends, God, our Savior, spoke over Jerusalem and said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that stone of the prophets, how oft I would have gathered thee as a hen gathereth the chicks, but you would not. And to the Jerusalem today, which you are a part of, the body of Christ, he will again have to say, as he did back to the Jerusalem, the city, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that stonest the prophet, thou that refuse the message of the hour, thou that refuse to do it God's way, those that refuse to listen to the calling of the Holy Spirit. For you see, those that are led by the Spirit of God, they're going to be the sons of God. And so those that refuse the leading of that Spirit, he will say, how oft I would have gathered thee as a hen gathers the chicks, but ye would not. I want you to know something. I say in all sincerity, I love you. You've been the sweetest people I've ever preached to. I just enjoyed being here. I really have. Last year, this year. Oh, I don't mean to compare with this, but this is one of the finest camp meetings. But beloved, is God speaking to us to press on into more? We know about the throne. We are learning about these things. But, beloved, is God wooing us through His Spirit? He speaks to the still small voice. Is He dealing with us to enter into a higher praise? Is He wanting us to come to that place where we have the double portion in our hands? A double portion of praise, a double portion of prayer. That's what the incense is all about. You see, that's the cloud in which Jesus is going to appear in. And that's why God is moving in the church world today. Church world meaning the body of Christ, not denomination. And bringing us into that high praise. But we dare not camp here. We dare not. I want us to pray and ask God, oh Father, help us to surrender. When we go to a service, let's not let it be commonplace. Let us not become familiar with knowing just how to put it on and go, you know. Let's not be satisfied with this because, beloved, God is calling on deeper. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how oft I would have gathered thee as a hen gathereth her chicks, but you would not. You see, I'm so thrilled with the way that the church world, I mean, God's children are moving in. But I see that danger because I've seen it all through church age of being satisfied with what we've got. Or miss the leading of God's Spirit. Let's make sure that it's not for show. Like that handkerchief they put in here, you know. All show and no blow. When I was on the evangelistic field, I'd take a sheet. I didn't take good linen. I took an old sheet, and I'd cut it up and make three things, and then I would staple that to a card. Actually, it had the advertisement of my a picture of my family and everything on it, and I'd stick it in there, and somebody would always come up to pull, and they all show, no blow. Let's make sure that when we come to worship, that we have brought our thoughts under subjection. That we have brought our purpose to worship the Lord. That we've left the cares of this world outside and we've come to genuinely worship God. That we are guarding that it is unto God. Let's make sure that we move with God, not letting fear of man keep us from entering on in. The fear of what man will say keeps many outside of salvation. But then the fear of what man will say and tradition keeps many in the outer court. But the fear, beloved, of what others will say and the tradition of Pentecost will keep many from entering into this higher praise. That will keep many from entering on in. It has done it to others. Let us not be or assume that we are immune, but let us check and make sure that our praise is acceptable unto thee, O God. Amen? Now you say, well, Brother Bunch, do I have to? No, 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 no. You have to surrender and abandon unto God. God will take care of it. When we were in Bible school, Bible college, there was a young man that the power of God fell. And he danced in the Spirit, and he danced right across the front of the altar. And by a great big plate glass window, just spun like a top, and the glory fell. And there was, I mean, glory came down. Later on, they said, no, they didn't know what to do. But about 3 or 4 weeks later, it was time for final exams. And he thought, my, that would be a good time. Because you see, before they had dismissed all the classes. And he wasn't ready. And so he got up and he spun about 3 times, knocked over a row of chairs, fell on his face. And a dear old brother of mine reached down and said, son, you're into flesh. Just lay there and kick a little bit and nobody will know. Yeah. Sometimes those mistakes we make are not seen by others. But God knows. I want to please Him. I want to be what God wants me to be. I want to be. You don't need to worry about acting like somebody else. Just surrender. Just surrender. Just flow with the Spirit in unity. In unity, God is preparing a people that will enter in with a double portion. God is wanting to take a people into a higher praise. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My gates are praise. Hallelujah. Let's stand and praise Him. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Oh, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Jesus, I love you, my Savior. I love you, my God. I love you. I praise you. I praise you. I praise you. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, 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 glory. Oh, Ramandoria, Lamadiri, Lamakida, Maya. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, I love you, Lord. Oh, I love you, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Oh, glory, Banamande, Lebele, Mele, Banamande. Oh, worthy, 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 worthy. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, I love you. Father, I praise you. I praise your name. I praise your name. I praise your name. I praise your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to Hallelujah. 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 Glory, 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 glory. Oh, worthy Lord, worthy Lord, worthy Lord, worthy Lord. Hallelujah. Shandara Vachira Mando, Lavachira Mayanemeki. Worthy, 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 worthy. Glory, 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 glory. Oh, Jesus, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, Lord. I love you, Father, I praise your mighty name. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, worthy. Worthy, 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 worthy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Worthy, 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 worthy. Shaddai, Shaddai, Lamanda, Rabbi, Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to your name. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Would you join hands right now? Come right across the aisle too. I'm going to come against three spirits. Dayan, Ephod, and Ephraim. I explain to you what they are. Dian is the angel of light. It's very, very clever. It comes very close to the things of God, so very close. We've had many, many battles with this, especially in the area of some of my congregation, because they would begin to dig in, but all of a sudden the angel of light would get them off in the wrong, just a shade. And only because God would reveal it would we know and be able to help them. Ephod is an angel of darkness, but the way it works is you're standing in a dark room, but right at the doorway, and you're seeing the light, but you think you're in the light, but you're really standing in darkness. How typical of so many denominations and churches. Ephod, standing in the dark, right in the doorway, seeing the light, but really in the dark. And Ephraim is a spirit that comes from tradition. Beloved, believe me, denominations, each one, have a particular spirit involved with it. Now, I'm not criticizing. Remember, we have to love. By their love you shall know them. By their fruit you shall know them. Amen? But there is a spirit. I remember we used to have a certain group come in and have their group meeting, and every time afterwards, for weeks, we would pray against the spirit that seems to have moved right in on our praise, right in on our worship service, to stifle it until we found out Ephraim. And then we quit having the group in. And the smothering and the stifling, the tradition broke, and there was no more of it. Now, right now, we're going to pray for one another. We're going to have a body ministry here right now. And we're going to curse Dian, Ephod, and Ephraim and break this yoke right now. Are you ready? Father, as part of the finger of God, I curse Diana, I curse Ephod, and I curse Ephraim with the curse of the fig tree. And I command you to begin to wither and die right now, even as a fig tree from the very roots died from the roots all the way to the top. And I command you in the name of Jesus, take your hand off of this people. Off every home and off every family represented. And I command you in Jesus' name, come out. I said in Jesus' name, come out now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I break this yoke of Ephraim. I break this yoke of Diana. I break this yoke of Ephod. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is so now, my Father, angels of the living God, ministering spirits for the saints of God, move right now in every heart and in every life and in every soul here. And let there be liberty, my Lord. Let there be liberty from this day forward. For these, Diana, Ephod, and Ephraim, will bear no more fruit now or forever. In Jesus' name, I decree it. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Now thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. God bless you. You may slide over a little bit, and I want to pray for people now. If you must go, slip out quietly. You're dismissed, but I want two prayer lines, one on each side. We're going to pray for people. You may be seated. God bless you. I want two prayer lines, David. Then God, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My. Let me tell you something, neighbor. There was something done tonight. Already, there's going to be a lot more done, but there was something done tonight. Hallelujah. And I'm asking God, I'm placing this upon my breastplate. I'm asking God that this campgrounds, this camp meeting, this sanctuary of deliverance and the glory of God will keep this, and that the Holy Spirit will prod you every time you come through that door. Remember, we've come to worship Him. We've come to press in higher. Not only do we want our minds to be illumined with greater things, but we want our worship to go along with it into the higher realm. And let us conform to God's plan and purpose in our lives. My Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I break the yoke of mind control, mind binding. And in the area of music, I command you to wither and die right now. In the rock and roll area, you curse. I command you, yeah. I command you in Jesus' name, come on out. For you curse with the curse of the fig tree, and you'll begin to wither and die. Father, touch this little one now in Jesus' name. Now, Satan, I break your hold. I curse you with the curse of the fig tree. When I reach 10, all the faces, all the reaction in the world is not going to keep you from going to the lake of fire. For I curse you with the curse of the fig tree in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth when I reach 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I command you in Jesus' name, come out. 9. All right, come on, every bit up here. And the number is 10. Now, angels, the living God, take it off. Take it off. Take it off. Oh, praise the Lord.
With judo and karate students that were in a class that I taught, and with other ones and instructors.
Mm-hmm.
Because had a lot of strong sub-spirits in your attitude.
Mm-hmm. Did you study Buddhism and Confucianism and some of these
things?
Well,
we've been at Buddhism, but I've been very violent.
Okay. Here's another that has been involved in the occult through judo and kung fu and karate and areas like that. And in the name of Jesus Christ, in fact, that's what my brother was involved in right over there. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we intercede for those that He has influenced in times past. And God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, right now, continue with that release in the name of Jesus. I curse you, Satan, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, you will wither and die and come out now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Self-hypnosis, you will come out. In Jesus' name. Yeah. Glory be to God. Every bit of it. That's it. Come on, more. Nothing will remain. In Jesus' name, you're cursed with the curse of the fig tree. In Jesus' name. All right. Father, in Jesus' name. Father, release even the mind and the memory. Let it be cleansed. Mind control, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I come against Aiba and all of the area of witchcraft, Dotoma and Alicia. I break your hold now in Jesus' name. You will wither and die now. Yes, black magic, white magic. Yes, I curse you with the curse of the fig tree, and you will come out now in Jesus' name. I curse you in Jesus' name, and you're withering and dying right now. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out in Jesus' name.
Every bit of you, nothing will remain. Your root, your seed, your nest is broken now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let him get that Kleenex over.
All the
every bit of it.
Child, even you clear on back and answer in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
All the studying in every area in Jesus' name.
When I reach 10, you go into the lake of fire. You've resisted. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Angels of the living God, take every bit of it. Nothing will remain. Nothing may hide.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. The number is 10. Oh, yes. I'm feeling that release from the head.
All the way through the mind.
All the way through the mind.
All the way
through
the mind.
In Jesus' name. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right on up the back. Right on up the back. All out of the nervous.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I break this curse upon the family, upon the children, on mom, on coming down from the third and the fourth generation. And I command you to wither and die right now. This root is dead, even from the mother's womb. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command you to wither and die now. Take your hand off. Come out in Jesus' name, not only of her, but in her son, Lord. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Don't worry about that anymore. Don't let Satan whip you about that anymore.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.